Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
So, welcome to the Mosh Pit.
My host, Wes Everett,
with my guest, Mr. Lucifer.
And you gotta tell me, dude, I've checked out some of your pictures and some of your shoots. Dude, what's been the most interesting one you've done?
The most interesting, I think the one that took like a lot of preps and everything is the recent one I've done by the end of May, when we met in this studio, in this mansion. We basically got myself and three girls. Two of them were dressed up angels, and I had them on a leash, and another one was like this demon queen, basically, and she had them in the beginning, and then she passed them over to me, then they ripped my heart out. So it was like this photo shoot with a little backstory, that was like thanks to this great photographer I've met, Adrian. That was his vision. I just let him follow that, and it turned out actually way better than I thought.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's this. I'm sure you've seen this, those photos. And there were like one, you know, the big one on my Instagram as I usually post them, and then smaller ones on the sides.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Shit crazy, Black Fire.
So tell our fans, you know, a little bit about you, what you've been doing, and what your style is.
Okay, so basically my background from like many years now is this kinky fetish style of things. As I'm a dom as well. I worked with a lot of major fetish events, fetish clubs in UK and Europe as well. So basically, I try to get this kinky vibe and put it like into my photos. I'm trying to just get art out of BDSM, which for majority of people is like something crazy they have like rough idea about only, and I'm just trying to show like different side of it. So this is all influenced, this I mix it with those Victorian gothic style as well, which I'm a great fan of, you know, as my name Lucifer, that's my legal name. So as well, so I go with darker vibes and with all my body modes. So I'm just trying to mix this elegant, stylish vibe with kinky side. Mm-hmm. And that shows in a lot of my photos, but that's not the only thing I do. I can do like pretty much anything sometimes, even like street casual, which I kind of like with my looks, that it's something that an average person would do, but it just gives this little twist when actually I'm doing that with my appearance, you know.
Yeah.
So, and as we went through pandemic, like everything was pretty much on hold. It wasn't even like illegal to do photo shoots for like nearly a year and a half. So now everything is getting back to life. We're getting back to events. Now I started working with another fetish event when I got this opportunity and honor to become like the house dom. Yeah, going back definitely towards this style more as well.
Nice. So what goes into being a house dom?
Okay, so basically what it is like at fetish events, you have this, you can call it play area, you can call it the dungeon. Basically, that's the place where you have this like equipment, like spanking benches. And that's where you can have supervised, safe fun, where basically I organize it. So it's like, I know what to include for the people to have like the best experience, and I make sure that everything is like consensual, all the rules are being followed, that everyone is safe and have a good time. Plus then I can connect and network with people, give some advice, some guidance, because like a lot of people like have no idea about new things they want to try, or they don't know what they want to try. So it's like this whole thing that brings people together as well, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, so, it's something new.
Yeah. So you've got an opportunity. Can we talk about that, about you expanding?
Yeah, sure.
What are you looking for? Are you like looking for models, or how are you doing the expansion?
Well, you're talking now about my personal expanding, like you mean new projects, new photo shoot. That's what you're asking about, right?
Correct.
Okay. To be honest, I look everywhere. I have my eyes open. I'm like in different social networks. And sometimes I just talk to people like randomly. I'm the kind of person that when I see something, I go for it. I have the audacity to ask, to say hi, to ask questions. You know, because like if we're gonna stay, you know, silent, we're not gonna get anywhere. You just need to push, look here, look there, and that's how you progress, like pretty much everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes people do the same. They talk to me. They ask questions, and like, you know, from like simple conversations, like that you start with anyone, you never know where it's gonna go. It might go like to a great collab, like with this photo shoot when I literally met the photographer. I think it was on the Facebook networking group for models and photographers. And then we've done a few photo shoots already. I have like in contact in this great place and a photo shoot at a model house in London. And all from like a single message about going like TFP, which is time for print photo shoot. So a little small thing may actually lead to something like much bigger, you know.
Yeah. Do you have a particular style that you kind of go for? Because I, you know, we did the interview with Harmony a couple months back, and then she's done shoots with you as well. Do you kind of go that route or just a mix?
Like, I have many, many ideas that I want to go for. I'm always, I think the first of all, I'm always going for this, like I said, kinky gothic style. But as well, you know, I worked as a scare actor as well. I love all this scary, gory stuff. And basically everything that is that kind of shocking, everything that people like don't have the courage to do, I just want to do it, you know. I don't care what people will say, what the reaction is going to be. If I want something, I just follow it. I push it and then you have the results. I still have like a few projects that are going to be quite fun that I want to do. One even involves like kind of crucifying me, which is going to be really interesting. You crucify the devil, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Bloodsport, Machine Gun.
What where do you get your influences for certain shots that you're looking for?
Again, it can be like anything. I may see like an element of something in someone else's work, and it's like, it's not like I'm trying to copy someone, because I am always trying to create things that I haven't seen anywhere, but like a little tiny detail might give me like totally different idea, which will evolve either like to something kind of similar but different, or something totally different. Because then when you think about the planner, you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to do this, maybe that this would this could look cool and everything. But I have like a lot of ideas that just come just like straight from my mind. Like, for example, like I want this plan, but I'm just looking for a right model to do this with me, to do this like bit more courageous, BDSM elegant style photo shoot. It's like, I want to do this photo shoot that everyone wants to do, that, you know, that the one that will make you like, you know, bite your lip, that when you look at these photos, you're just gonna be like totally in a different place in your mind. But at the same time, I want to have it like really nice and classy. It's just, you know, I'm just trying to get this something, this factor that makes this whole difference to the shoot, you know, because you just need to find this one thing that's going to make this unique, special, and honestly, like nearly impossible to recreate. Even if someone would do the same photos, you need to have this chemistry, because it's like weird to say, because that's something that's not visible, but you can see it in the photos, actually, you know, and that makes all the difference, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's talk about your page, Devil's Showroom. Some really classy photos and really just standout pictures.
Oh, thank you. Like, yeah, to be honest, I've just kind of revived it yesterday, because I had like a little break from there. Basically, how the showroom started is back in 2019, I took part in an alternative model of the year contest, and I got to the final. And then this opened me more to like this kind of like modeling, when you actually work with agencies and everything. And I didn't win the contest, but still I got signed by, actually I got signed up by two different agencies. One was unfortunately pretty new, and they didn't survive the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But I actually became a manager in this agency, but when it shut its doors, I actually took over their Instagram profile, which had like a lot of followers already, like from the industry. And I've transformed it. I changed the name to Devil's Showroom. I was thinking about the name that would be good for it. And, you know, as I'm going for this Devil's vibe, and I thought this is going to be my side. That's something that I want to show. I want to give this nice look and vibe as well. I thought, okay, I'm going to kind of like promote it with myself as well, and to do this little showcase, and especially I wanted to help models to stay visible as well, to show their work. It started during pandemic, so for the time that wasn't easy to anyone and everything was on hold, so I just wanted to help people be out there. If you've noticed, I'm going for this like certain style when I have this like one big photo, and then like made out of like 12 smaller ones, and then normal sizes, because I want it to be like pleasant for the eye. I want it for people to recognize it. Like if they see it, they don't even have to read it, they know this is my site. I started doing it short time before on my private modeling account as well. And since then, I've noticed that few people who I actually work with, photographers or other models, just started doing this similar thing because they liked how it looked like. So that's quite cool as well, when I can feel that actually people are adopting what I'm doing because they think it's good, nice, and everything. So that's a really nice feeling as well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's very aesthetic.
Hey guys, this is Misty Eyed.
And you're listening to The Mosh Pit.
Be sure to join us on October 30th for the release of our EP, Samsara.
Like a lifetime, I can feel the cool rush of much needed air and mind.
Misty-eyed, run.
Oh, feel free to do the same.
Well, thank you, sir. So let's talk about your aesthetics. You've got that punk rock look to you. Wanted to ask about the horns because I think they're awesome.
Thank you.
Are those are they just aesthetic? Are they implant?
Basically, what you can see on the outside normally, there are like attachments that I can unscrew, but under it I have an actual screws in my head. They're not in the bones. How this is called is transdermal implant. So basically I have like little metal plates under my skin with those kind of like sockets with a thread inside. It's like a standard 1.6 mil size. So basically like I can screw a lot of things in. It's risky to have them on all the time. So when I'm usually at home, or you know, when I'm taking a shower, or where I sometimes where I go to different places, or if I want to wear a cap or whatever, I can just remove my horns. But yeah, screws are there, and the horns itself. It's basically impossible to get jewelry to get these attachments. So I experimented and I have made them myself. I found like this core from like a piercing, so it's like a metal rod. And then I found this material, which is basically it's like a moldable glue that I shaped, and I've made those horns from it. It took me like a few tries to get them right as well. But in the end, you know, I have them for a few years, and looks like they're gonna last for a while more, you know.
Yeah. So these are really one of a kind, nobody else has.
Exactly, yes. And you know, I had to basically to have them positioned the right way. I was basically doing them in front of like a makeup mirror, having them on my head. It wasn't easy. I was doing like another pair for someone recently as well, because they've been asking me, and I told them that basically you can't find it. Yeah, so they asked me to do a pair for them, which I agreed to. And it's like, more difficult than I remember, to be honest.
Wow. Are you going to try to modify any new ones, or are you just kind of sticking with that style?
You're still talking about horns, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I've made like a slightly bigger pair for myself. I've made them like a tiny bit more rough, and I think I'm going to use them with a sort of like a makeup to do it like more like beastie, you know, more like a bit more like a monster, like a creature style, a bit more rough. I haven't used them yet in any of the photo shoots. I'm just waiting for the right idea, the vibe, right people to work with. Yeah. They're waiting. No one have seen them yet. So hopefully soon we can use them for something nice.
Yeah, very cool, man. I can't wait to check those out.
Yeah, like they're not that pretty, but they will look good with the right makeup, with the right base. They're gonna look nice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So where can our listeners find you? What are your websites and links for everybody to come check you out and maybe even do a photo shoot with you?
Everybody welcome. If you can get to London or anywhere in the UK, we can work. At the moment, the main site that I use is Instagram. So my profile is Lucifer is _DE_ATH. That's where you can find me and contact me in the easiest way. I don't use Facebook that much because if I post on Instagram, it can go to my page, but I'm more checking Instagram for messages and everything. I'm going to be working on the new website now as well, because I've kind of like in the last few years, I've rebranded myself basically as well. So not everything is ready yet. And I don't really have like a necessity to have anything more than Instagram, but just to be safe, I'm going to be working on a website. Because otherwise I just use some like, you know, messengers, depends on what the purpose, on what the plans, on the projects, you know, but yeah, but that's the main place to go for if you want to reach me. And I'm quite good with replying to messages, so everyone can come ask me a question, ask for a photo shoot. I'm always open to help people because I know how hard it is when you don't have anyone to like advise you, to help you, to point you in the right direction sometimes. So I'm open to help people about modeling, about kinks, BDSM. I'm basically there, and everyone can like ask anything.
The world, my sweet girl, I thought of you today, my sweet girl, I thought of you, stand up and sing, girl, stand up and sing, 'cause here comes the world.
Glazener spotlight.
You know what, let me do this. We usually ask a couple of questions to our artists, and I figure I'll throw these at you. What's been your biggest accomplishment as a model?
My biggest accomplishment,
like actually like few things, like I really love being behind the scenes as well. And after this one agency that didn't survive the pandemic, I had an opportunity to work with another one, which is the most established alternative modeling agency in the UK at the moment, which is Rogue Model Management. I became like regional coordinator for like south of UK and London area, so we're trying to push it here. And for me, it's great that I can build it up for everyone, network people, help people, give advice. So maybe this is more like behind the scene, but for me, that's a nice accomplishment. And another thing that I really loved, like 7-8 years ago, I was doing like a lot of zombie shoots and everything. That was my main thing. It was like super fun when I was living in this estate in East London, close to Canary Wharf. And it was super fun when I would sometimes have some fun after the shoots and everything. So I would be coming back home in like a full zombie makeup. And in this way, all the kids around there started calling me the scary man. So that was, yeah, super nice. Like, you know, I didn't have like that many body mods, nothing on my face, nothing on my hands, nothing yet. But that was the time when basically if there was anything involving zombies in London, I would be there. And that was the face of this zombie event. And we've organized this photo shoot with like lots of photographers, and this went viral. I can't remember all the places in the world that it was published from this photo shoot, from these 20 photographers that came from all around the world. It was even like published in Washington Post, which was like quite funny. And I love that BBC called me then London's first zombie. That was a great accomplishment for me.
Dude, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So that was pretty cool. I just love all this scary stuff, you know. So that was like totally 100% me.
Yeah, absolutely. On the flip side of it, what's been your biggest challenge?
Oh, my biggest challenge. To be honest, that's a hard question. Not that I didn't have like any challenges or anything, or that everything was nice and everything. I think that the biggest challenge, like, is to, I think sometimes the biggest challenge is for people to not be prejudiced with how you look like with what you're doing, because sometimes it's hard to accomplish some things because they judge you. But that's until they get to know you. I know that my life is a bit more difficult because of how I look, especially when I changed my name and everything. So this is harder. I was aware that I'm doing my life more difficult, but I'm not afraid to be myself. And, you know, before I had like a better job as well, I was a general manager in the marketing office, but something was missing. And then, you know, I quit that job. I decided to change myself as well. The looks, I just wanted to follow what I was inside, what I wanted to be. I just thought, I'm just gonna be myself. And as hard as it is sometimes with how world sees you and makes it difficult for you, it's 100% worth it for me.
Zach Oakley, Fever.
Last one, and I'll let you get on with your busy schedule. Do you have any advice for any models who are trying to make a name for themselves in this business?
The advice that I have is be careful, because there's a lot of scams, for and agencies as for photographers. Like, first thing, if you're about to work with an agency, never pay for it, because the agency will get paid when you get paid. They take like 15-20% of the profit, and that's it. You don't pay sign-up fees, you don't pay anything else. And be careful with photographers, because not all of it is as it seems. Sometimes they just want something different, which is really sad, which ruins this industry. Just be careful, you know. There are sites like Purpleport where you can sign up for free, when you can get to like reviews about photographers, models, and that's the safe way to do it. And it's good to have always someone with you. if you haven't worked with someone before, just to keep yourself safe. And be yourselves, do what you want to do. Think what you want to show, what you want to represent, and just go for it, I think.
That's good advice. That's really good advice.
Yeah, trust me, I've seen a lot. It's the same with modeling, it's the same with kink, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't fall for all these scam offers from companies that just want you to still pay, but you get a discount, and they still make money off you when you're promoting them. That's just like a real plague right now. I'm getting like 4 or 5 emails like this when I'm becoming an ambassador for the brands, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm an ambassador of this brand called Gentleman's Dead now. And trust me, and this is like a legit corporation, not what they're trying to use you. Yeah, it's just like, you know, this is good, but it's hard to find in all this like market with scams and everything at the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody who can make something or take advantage of anybody for their own pleasure, they're going to.
Yeah, and like I said, if you're in doubt about something, send me a message. I have a lot of people from the people I actually know, they're asking me, you know, look at this, tell me what you think. And I'm telling them sometimes, you know, look, this is a red flag, this is a red flag, this is a red flag, stay away. But spotting all these little things, especially comes with experience, and sometimes it's not a good experience, but you learn with time, you know.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, man, I appreciate you sitting in with me on this.
Yeah, it was a really nice. Thank you for having me. Thank you for thinking of having me. Yeah, I've listened to some of your podcasts and I really like them. And as what I've seen, yeah, you shoot the lives on Saturdays. I can join sometimes.
What's that?
Because I've seen your message today about you asking if you should do these lives on Sundays. Like I say, if you're going to need someone to join you, just hit me up and, you know, we can talk to people as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely take you up on that.
Maybe you can get me and Harmony at the same time.
That would be fun. That would be really fun.
Yeah, she's a busy girl, but let's try to do it.
I get you. Yeah, let me, you know what? I'll check my calendar and throw you a couple dates and her too, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. All right, man. Well, you have a great rest of your day. And again, thank you for hanging out with the Mosh Pit.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be in touch. So thank you, everyone, for having me as well. Hope you have a great time, and I hope you enjoy this podcast.
For Orsug, I am in hell.